French film director Patrice Leconte has made 21 films, but only 4 have been released in the U.S. His new film, Girl on the Bridge, is a romantic fable that opens today in New York and Los Angeles. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Horror filmmakers have to make us believe the dead can walk. Everyone who has ever made an action film had to convince us that nubile young women are turned on by middle-aged men in wigs. But they all have it easy next to Patrice Leconte. In the most recent of his films to hit the U.S., Girl on the Bridge, the prolific and extraordinarily talented French director wants to convince us that grand passion is still possible in a cynical age, that love can still transcend petty man-made boundaries and nature's frontiers. That faith was something that drew me to the movies originally. So for me, Girl isn't just a pleasure, but a reminder of cinema's primal draw. The movie, and movie seems much more the right word than film for this kind of fantasy, is the story of a fractious love affair between a 21-year-old waif and a 40-ish carnival knife thrower. They meet on a bridge over the Seine where the luckless young woman is about to jump. "Wait a minute," says Gabor, the knife thrower, played by Daniel O'Toole. "Rather than die quickly, why not spend some time as the human target in my act?" Gabor's argument runs that if his knife tossing is accurate, the girl will have found time for her luck to change. If he misses, well, she was going to end it all anyway. The girl, whose name is Adele, agrees to his proposal. The sinuously elfin gamine is played by Vanessa Paradis, an actress and pop singer with a little girl voice and round eyes that look like saucers full of spilled cream. Her first scene actually precedes this one on the bridge. Adele is seated in front of a small audience. A woman's voice asks questions from off-screen, and Adele answers them with the story of her life, a story which amounts to a series of willing seduction followed by cruel abandonment. The interrogation is a shortcut, of course, but an effective one. Paradis is one in a long line of French girl singers who are normally way too sure of their appeal to be at all charming. By turning her into an interview subject in character, and running her through emotional changes from self-conscious nonchalance to less calculated grief, Leconte disarms our wariness. Paradis ceases being the professional cutie pie and transforms into a classic romantic figure, the luckless woman who gives away her heart too easily. This, in turn, leads to a classic romantic movie structure. A loveless girl needs rescuing. A boy shows up for the rescue, but the boy turns out to be the one who needs rescuing. Working from a script conceived and written by Serge Friedman, Leconte has chiseled Girl into a cinematic bauble. Shooting the movie in satiny black and white, he turns every location, even a hospital recovery room, into a site of either shadowy or dazzling promise. After Adele takes Gabor up on his offer, the movie becomes a travelogue of romantic Europe. They go to Monte Carlo, where Gabor polishes Adele's already good looks and takes a job at a fancy music hall show. There, to impress the management, he throws his knives at Adele while she's behind a curtain. It's not just a show of virtuosity, but of hidden passion, since Gabor believes only love keeps him from hitting her. Despite the sumptuously old-fashioned black and white, Leconte uses modern shooting techniques. Handheld cameras effortlessly track along with the uneasily matched pair. He even gets fancy, shooting one scene from the point of view of an airborne fly. Oddly for a black-and-white movie, Girl on the Bridge is shot in widescreen format, a curious hybrid of forms that was never common and has rarely been seen since the early 1960s. One filmmaker who used the combination was Fellini, perhaps most memorably in La Dolce Vita. That movie was cynical. In it, miracles like flying statues amounted to no more than the face of modern commerce. Look hard at the glamorous, and you'll see the tawdry. Almost 40 years later, with the same odd combination, Leconte responds with a cinematic riposte. Look hard at the mundane, even the tawdry side of life, and you'll see real miracles.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.